loy the travel with Avram ke parshas lech lecha. I'm starting from oops, I'm off the shlishi. I made a mistake. It's Perek Sheni. Gotta go back. Okay, we're doing Sheni.
No, you're here already.
We gotta go in order. Seder up there. We do with Sheni. We do Sheni every. We do all the rishons now.
But
do Sheni.
Kedayim Mikra today is Tuesday already.
So what? But we're doing this year all the Shenis. I mean, whatever. How long the shiur will last? Last year we did a whole matzah.
It was a good question. I had a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Shaina Baker, I understand. What's the big deal with Oilin?
With Oilin? Tsoin Ubakar with Oilin. Tsoin Ubakar. Why? Like hotels. You have Tsoin Ubakar hotels.
Tsoin Ubakar, you walk around with Oilin means you take along schmatas and you pitch a tent.
No. The oil in the pasuk means something much more substantial. Can you imagine that a guy he has motorcycles and expensive cars, but it's not enough. You have to have some real estate. Oil and yeah, okay, whatever.
Oil doesn't mean you have real estate.
So what is it? It means something different. Whatever the assets of those days were, I don't know. Whatever we have to let's do our Vayihi, let's do this. Vayihi kivoy Avram Mitzrayma. Avram now rides. This pasuk is much more fun there, no? I thought you would like this pasuk better. No? Vayihi kivay Avram Mitzrayma, vayiru hamitzrayim es ho isha, ki yofohi me'oid. Okay, this was extremely beautiful. No, you want to go back to this? No, the pasuk, or you want to do this pasuk?
Why? What's the pasuk before?
Animals! The other pasuk was Tzoynu Bokar. This talks about an Isha Yofa.
That's the same equivalent, right?
Oh, it's the same. Okay, so Vayihi kivay Avram Mitzrayma Vayiru Avram Mitzrayma Isha Ki Yofa Yimer. She was...
I don't know, is a woman considered a
Nixi
Denaydi or
Nixi Deloy Naydi? Nixi Denaydi? Okay, this, let's see Rashi. So we have over here, let me move out of the way. We have over here, our computer here, so then we click over here. And we get to see over here the commentators. What happened over here on the song?
What are you using?
Safaria. I got Rashi. Okay, so here over here, Rashi in Hebrew, it says, it should have said when they came, Loshon Rabin. Right? Kivayam. And why does it say Kivo Loshon Yochid? El Line Shehitmin or Sabiteva? Okay, did anyone ever do this today? You go to Eretz Yisrael, you want to save on a ticket, so you put your wife in the luggage. you check your wife in the luggage. She goes on the other side of the counter into with all the luggage. You ever see that?
The Israelis developed that. Israeli spy craft was very famous for kidnapping people,
putting them in luggage,
putting them into a box, and giving it anesthesia. And taking them by playing places.
And the luggage.
Israelis developed it.
Ella shalibe libe shahit min oisabit and you put them in a box. The alide shetavu es habeches, because they wanted taxes, they demanded taxes. Pascu viru osa, they opened up and they looked inside. Also, you should be aware.
What do you see from there?
You see, like, don't.
Taxes,
yeah.
This is older than Brias Oilam.
Brias Oilam, we're way past,
I mean,
Brias Oilam.
The taxes goes all the way back to the beginning.
What do you think? You think the taxes is something new? There are always Democrats out there.
No, we always do that.
Okay, fine. So now, by the way, very important, if you ask the person, ask and tell me how many tevois were there in the Torah. How many tevois?
So this is your second one,
this
right?
Is the third. They'll tell you, or maybe even the fourth, they'll tell you off the bat, oh, there is Noach's Teva, and there's the Teva of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu,
right.
Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Teva, they only smeared Zephyr on the outside.
Right.
So they'll tell you this too. No, there's a third Teva. There's a Teva of Sarah.
Right.
Noach went into a Teva, Moshe was in a Teva, and Sarah was in a Teva. You see that? That's a good... trivia, good question for the Chidon HaTanach bonus round. Okay, there's a third Teva. three people in Tanakh were put in boxes. Noach, Moshe, and Sarah. Two are in the, and it's in the Pasuk. It doesn't say Mefarish, but Kivoy. What do you mean Kivoy? Grammar. Go back to third grade. Kivoy? Hayulalem are Kivoyam. What's Kivoy? Kivoy, Kivoyam. Elali Meshit Moshe B'teva. Okay, isn't that amazing? Three people went to the Teva. In this Teva, was the Zephyrs on the outside? No. Nothing.
There was no Zephyr, not outside.
Not inside. Ooh, so what does that mean? Ah, so good Chaim Ladrush. Chaim Ladrush. Go yes.
She's a big Bailish. She was a big person.
There's another Teva. What's the other Teva? I don't know if you call it Teva, the Orna Kodesh. Does it call it a Teva? Does it call the Orna Kodesh a Teva? I don't know. If you go look at the Torah, what is it called? We call in Chazal, the Orna Kodesh is called a Teva, not the Shulchan. Time of Chazal, they put the Aron, they didn't call the Aron, we have this fancy term, the Aron HaKodesh. Who made that up? Who made up that expression, the Aron HaKodesh? In the Gemara, what we call the Aron HaKodesh is called the Teva. And what did they do? The Teva was portable. It wasn't like in our shuls, it's built into the wall. And when they Kriyas HaTorah, they carried the entire Aron to the middle of the shul. They took the sefer outside and they rested it on top of the teva. The teva was multifunctional. It was the bima. What we call the bima was the top of the teva. And when they finished laning, they rolled up the sefer and they put it into the urn, into the box, and they put the box away. They put it back where it belongs.
No, and then the chaplain carried it on his backpack.
They put it away somewhere. So you have them chazal.
U.S. Army chaplain today, he was in Iraq. Someone gave him a little Sefer Torah, and he had his backpack was set up for the Sefer Torah.
Okay. Well, they had a very interesting article in Ami magazine over Sukkos. On Sukkos, Shmi Atzeres, the Simchas about an article about small miniature Sefer Torah. Miniature Sefer Torah. Very nice. It's a short article, wasn't it? Only two couple of pages. About the interview that I know, I remember this fellow, I know who he is. His name is Zaychik. Shimon Zaida. I took a course, I haven't heard his name in almost 20 years. About 20 years, I don't know, 20 years, 15 years, many years ago, I took a course in the summer on Ksivas, on Safas. It was about 15 years ago, probably, in the summer. It was a 6-week course. And we had two people, basically there was the person who ran the course, who was the overseer, and then there was the person who taught, there were more people, there was an incredible course, there was Wozner, I think Ben-Zion Wozner, now he's a very big poisek, and Safas, he was the one who taught us the halachas, and then there was a soifer from Bar Park, I heard he's not doing well, I heard he's not so healthy, he's not so well anymore. In Bar Park, he was top of the line, one of the biggest soifers from Bar Park. He taught us the umnis, how to write. And then there was another person, his name was Shimon Zaide. His last name was Zaide. I think that's how you pronounce it, Zaide. And he was like there to help out, both halacha and umnis. So I saw this article and it was all about him. So it seems like he's now a big, he became his last 15 years a big, a collector, a seller. He's a shatran for people who want to buy sifs. So they interviewed him, and he gave this fascinating interview about all the ins and outs of buying small, teeny sifrei Torah. He says in the entire world, he thinks there's only about 15 people who write small sifrei, very little, who have the skill to write teeny little sifrei Torah. It costs between $100,000 and $250,000, say, to buy a Sefer Torah like that. And he went to the whole, all very, very fascinating. So you put that in a teva, put that in the time of Chazal. And then I never knew this. Why are our Sefer Torah, go to shul, you have a big Sefer Torah. Why is it the size that it is? So he said it's because the minig is that you make a regular Sefer Torah the size of the luchos. And the luchos was 6 Tvachim. So the Zemachlik is exactly, what is exactly is 6 Tvachim. So basically the Ksav, I don't know if he means the parchment included or it means just the letters. It's Lechatchila 6 tefachim tall. Why 6 tefachim tall? Kneged the luchos, that was 6 tefachim. Is that interesting? Anyway, you put that in the teva. So we have another box. Now, what is that teva? It's kneged the Aron HaKodesh. The Aron HaKodesh also had an inside and an outside. It was made from eitz eres, gold on the inside, a box, not just dami they smeared it with gold. They had mamish three boxes. I think Rashi Taka used the word teva. There was a box. There was a box of gold on the outside, a box of gold on the inside, and the inside was a box of eitz eres. So it's also a teva box, and that box was covered with gold and silver. All right, anyway, this is Rashi. Now, let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum, where is the Targum? What happened? No, we have a Targum on the top. Oh, how come we have Rashi? We had before the Targum last time. Let's see what happened to the Targum. We have over here, what is the Targum? Translation?
You're right over here under Rashi. You had it on the page. Where? Commentary, Midrash Targum.
Talmud
Targum. You had it?
No. I've Rashi Ibn Ezra Ramban. What do you see?
No,
Targum?
The page before.
Page before?
The page before. With
Oh, Targum. Okay, good. You got it. Good. You got it. Targum. Excellent. Targum Kulis. Good. They put it in the both. Right. Here's what we really need. Rashi really compares. It's very good. Over here, they do some very good things over here. Okay. Vahave was Kad al Avram, it was when he entered. Kad al Avram, Limitzroim. Vahazoi Mitzroe, Yos, it is so his wife, Are Shapirihi Lachado. Lachado means very, very much. Now, when I.
Very what?
Lachado means Ma'od. The word Lachado is the translation of the word Ma'od.
He saw his wife.
They saw. Vahazoi Mitzroe, the Egyptians. The Egyptians saw, Yostat Itisa, his wife, the wife of Avram, as her Isha, not Itisa, Vayir HaMitzvah as her Isha, ki yafah hi Yost Itisa, arei that, Shapira. Shapira means she was beautiful very, very much. Now, over here, I'm going to try to do it this way. I'm just going to try to summarize what it says over here. In things that are relevant to our discussion. Wait a minute over here. What's going on over here in this safe over here? Something here is Yudalit. Okay, this is Pasuk Yudalit. Okay. Okay, Kad Ol. Okay. Okay. That's it. There's no commentary over here. Next pasuk. Next pasuk tezav. Vayiro saw a sarifar. Now we continue. They saw her, right? And what did they do? Vayahalo esalofar. They praised her. Now Rashi didn't say they praised her. El paro means Rashi didn't say that they praised that she's fitting for paro. Vatukach lisha base paro. And she was taken to the home of paro. Rashi. Okay, on the side we have here Rashi. Everything over here is for us. Vayahalo esal paro. Hilluha Beinehem, they praised her amongst them. Loimar Haguna Zoyla Melech, this woman is fitting for the king. Okay, so it's Rashi here is telling us a translation that's not literal. Literal translation over here is Vaya Halu Oisa El Paro, means they actually went to Paro and they said to Paro, Paro, we saw here a beautiful woman and we think you should meet her. But that's not the way Rashi translates the pasuk. When it says here El, El means they spoke amongst themselves. When you learn this pasuk, when you read this pasuk, you translate it literally, it would seem by Haloi Sel Paro, which means they actually went to Paro and they told Paro what they saw. Rashi says it's not the pshat. Rashi says by Haloi Sel Paro Hilulua Beinehem. They didn't go nowhere. Loimar, and they said amongst themselves, Hagunazu, this woman is fitting. She is fitting to marry Zo la Melech. Now notice a very interesting point. Rashi over here calls Paro a Melech. Why does Rashi translate the word over here, Paro, as Melech? Is Rashi really coming to translate? Or does Rashi just mean to say, Rashi's not being literal? Because this is a very important point. What exactly is how was society set up? Was Paro a melech? Did Paro have din of a melech? Was Paro basically an Egyptian word which means king? Rashi Aliyah translates Haguna Zo la melech. This one is fit for the king. Okay, let's see the Targum. Targum says Vachazo Yosa Rav Rive Paro. So it says here that the Rave means Vayiros of the Sore are called the Rave Paro. Vishabahu Yosa Lifaro. And they praised her to Paro. He's not getting involved. The Ida Boras Itasol, and she was brought. So it could very well be that the Targum disagrees.
Since what does Ladabris mean?
Sorry? They brought her. They brought her. Uh-huh. They led her. Vidabras means they guided her. They led her. They brought her. Vatukach. Vatukach.
Okay. Daber. I thought Vidabras means they spoke
no,
about.
No, that's Hebrew. That's in Hebrew. That's Vatukach means like they guide it. It's interesting. The word Vatukach means they grabbed her. See, it's interesting. The word Vatukach, if you translate this literally, means like it was like a violent.
They grabbed her. They took her.
They arrested her. They threw her into an SUV with tinted windows, and they treated her like a piece of garbage. So Targum says no, that's not what they did. It says V'idaboras. Idaboras means they guide it. They direct it. That word is used by it's used in other places. It means to God, please come with us. Follow us. They didn't touch her.
This is two different cultures. Rashi.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Saw you?
Yeah.
They would grab you and take you straight to the king, to the lord of the town or whatever. And maybe where Targum was, they would have really...
Rashi's not commenting. Rashi's not saying anything on this. Rashi doesn't talk about the word Jews taken. Rashi is silent on the word Vatukach. It's only the Targum that says the word Vatukach does not mean they took it. It means that they guided her.
Rashi is saying that they...
Rashi's not saying anything. Rashi's commenting on the other words. On the word they praised her. According to Rashi, they didn't go to Paro.
To the king.
They spoke among themselves and they said that she's eligible. That a woman like this is eligible for the king. Targum doesn't elaborate. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a disagreement. The Targum just translates the passage very literally, that they spoke about her liparo. Vishabohu yosa liparo. What does that mean? It means they actually brought her to Paro and they praised her to Paro. What does it mean? It means like Rashi says, they spoke among themselves saying that this one is fit. This woman is fit. Now, there's no commentary over here on this stage. We'll go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk, or to make sure there is some commentary. Okay, he says basically what we said. Let's go further. Next pasuk. Pasuk, Tezai. Ula Avram heiti bavura. And because of Avram, they were good. Because of her. Because of her, Avraham made out very well. How did he make it very well? They gave him commodities. One,
what
two.
What about that he's trying to smuggle a woman into it? The customs caught him.
They caught him. Crime pays. Huh? You see, crime pays. The corrupt society. So you're saying very good. Here, Avraham, he tried to smuggle a person. Did the crime. Not. They opened up the box. They found the person inside. Human trafficking, right? This is human trafficking.
Right, so they rewarded him.
So instead of putting him in jail, they went and he had signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 commodities. You're asking a very good question. How could a cop house everybody did a crime? And instead of being punished, and the woman was fit for the king, so they were good to him, and they gave him all of these 7 things. You're asking a really good question. I don't know. Let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi la Ram Hetiv Paro Bavur. Oh, so it's over here Rashi learns who is the one that was good, who was good to Paro, who was good to Avram.
He was the gentleman.
Paro. I always thought it was that the people who caught him. I thought society. Oh, it's your sister. Oh, so the people, the customs official, the people that caught him, they were good. No. They couldn't care less. It was Paro. Pyro says, this is your sister? Okay, Pyro went and they reward. Maybe Pyro didn't know. Maybe they never told Pyro that maybe that's the answer to your question. Maybe they never told Pyro that he did a crime, that he brought her in a box. Pyro didn't know. They just brought the woman to Pyro. And Pyro saw her. Pyro asked her a couple of questions. And he says, you have a brother? Your brother? Who is this man? Your brother? Oh, so he went and he gave her presents. Pyro was one that was mative. What does the Targum say? Targum says, L'Avram o'itiv bidila. To Avram, he was good, but on her account. V'havole on. Here are the seven. This is a great time because this time over here translates the seven words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On means sheep. Okay, that's a word. Tsoin is on. And then visorin is axe. And that's a very famous word. Yeah, in the Gemara, that's bokar. Vachamon is donkeys. Vaavin is slave, male. Vaamon is female slaves. Vaasnon is
Asoinois.
Asoinois means baby donkeys, right? Mules. What is a mule? A mule is a product of a donkey and a horse. Is that correct?
Yeah.
A donkey and a horse. That's an asoin. Asoin and ugemalin. Okay, it's the same exact word. Okay, let me just...
What's a line?
What's a what?
Sheep.
On. That's a very common word. That's a good word to know. That we have that many times. And here he says the ayin is in the place of the letter tzadi. Okay, eret. Tzadi, like the word eretz.
Right, sign.
Eretz. How do you say eretz in Aramaic? Ar-ah. Ar-ah. The earth. There's an aleph at the end. Ar-ah, you spell aleph, resh, ayin, aleph. So the end of the word eretz, the last letter in eretz is a tzadi. And that is replaced with an aleph. Eretz, the Aleph is Aleph Resh, okay, Ar, O, okay, it's an Ayin and an Aleph. There it's two letters, Ayin and Aleph, but over here it's the same idea as Tsoin.
We need our expert, Rabbi Dr. Colonel Cohen.
But it turns in the Ayin and the Aleph take the place of a Tzaddik, just like in the word Eretz, it's Ar, O. Ar, O is Aleph, Resh, and what are the next two letters? Ayin Aleph. The Ayin Aleph they substitute the Tzadi. So here it's Tzoin. So here we have the Ayin Aleph substituting the Tzadi. Same exact thing. Okay, if we only learned that, that would be Kedai. Alright, that's it. Next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, Vayinagah Hashem es par Hashem. He went and smote. Paro Nigoim Gidolim. V'yezbeso, not only Paro's whole household, Yaldvar Sarai, Eshe Savra. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi says, these are all these very famous Rashis. Rashi says, Vayinaga Hashem b'makas rosan lok. Now, what is, I don't even know what this is. Rosan, what does rosan do? Shatashmish kosheloi. Okay, this disease prevents Paro from being with her. Okay, shatashmish kosheloi. That is the nature of rosan. That's what he was smitten with. V'yezbeisoi, kitaguma, v'al anash beisei umidroshoi, l'rabois, koisolov, v'amudov, v'cheilov, this is a Rashi Yoshan, which means that Paro's house was about to collapse. Now, what does it mean? The makah of Rosan was to him, but his bias was also, there was some type of structural damage to the bias. His walls, pillars, his utensils were smitten, something happened in his house. Al-Dvar Sarai, this is the thing, what do you mean Al-Dvar Sarai? So simply we translate it concerning the crime of taking this woman. And Rashi says what it means over here is, Al-Dvar means the command. When Sarai said to the Malach, beat him up, the Malach beat him up. Sarai was calling the shots. Al-Pi Dibura, Oimeres the Malach, Hach, V'hu Ma'akeh, the Malach would hit. So she gave the commands and the Malach went and the Malach hit.
Wow,
Sarai.
That's a very powerful... Sure.
Dvar. It's Rashi.
She knew what she could do.
She had, right. I guess she had Malachim with her.
She knew. Listen, I'm not afraid. She tells the Malach, give him over.
Give him a zetz. Look.
She's not afraid. He'll hit him back.
Look.
Even she had a Malach. She tells the Malach, do this, do that.
In Shulchan Aruch, it says that when a person, before he goes into the Beis Hakisei, he's supposed to say to Malachim, Hischadu Nuchubodai. Every person, when you walk around, you're surrounded by Malachim.
But what do the Malachim do? Surrounding you doesn't help you, but if they, you tell them, chop his head off and they'll listen to you, that's something.
Okay, so today no one's supposed to say it before you go to the Beis Hakitsa, you're not supposed to say that because Mechsek Yehoyer. Most people don't see the Malachim. If there are Malachim from our generation. You know, I already told the joke over 1,000 times. The guy came to Rav Herschel, all the Gedolim say this about. I heard about Rav Herschel Schachter. He told us this. Crystal. What's his first name?
Right.
What was his first name? Crystal's first
Heskel.
Name?
What was
no.
His name?
Not Heskel. Neil. What was his Hebrew name? Nehemiah Crystal. Neil Crystal. He told us that there's a Herschel Schachter. I know it says in Shulchan Aruch that he's also saying Hischam Mechubodai. No one does it. Mechsek Yehoyer. But Rebbe, I see them. I see when I walk in the street. I see the Malachim. They surround me. So Rebbe, what should I do when I go to the Beis Hakisa? Should I say Hischam Mechubodai? Is this Mechsek Yehoyer? So Herschel Schachter. He strokes his beard and says, "It's a very tough question. I don't know the answer." Why don't you ask the Malachim, the Shaila? See what they paskin. Okay, so now let's see over here what it says over here in the Targum. The Targum says on this pasuk, Vayinaga ve'aisi Hashem al Paro. Hashem brought upon Paro, Mach Toshin Rav Revin. This is the translation of the word Anega. A nega is tajgav yamach toshin ravrevin v'al enash beisei al isak sorai itas avram. Now, notice he's coming to disagree. There are many points. First of all, it should be very interesting over here that this website, Safaria, I don't know where they're getting all their material from, but wherever they took all this, their material, the targum that they took has certain words in bold. We had this last time. And the words that are in bold obviously are coming to reflect a disagreement between Rashi and Ungulus, or a major discrepancy between what it says in the Pasuk and what the Targum is coming to inject. Now, I have here the Sefer that I use, that's what we've been doing over here, and obviously, you know, the Sefer that I'm using is not the only one. But over here, he's not giving the explanation, but at least let's focus for a moment the word that I see. Rashi, the pasuk, what is it? The pasuk doesn't say. You see, this is very important. The pasuk says, "Vayinaga Hashem, Hashem brought es Vayinaga Hashem es Paro, Hashem smote." The simple translation is, "But the Lord afflicted." But the Lord afflicted. He used the word "Vayisi Hashem brought al upon." That's very different. Saying the translation in English translation is a literal translation. Vayinaga, Hashem afflicted, Esparo. Now this is 1,000% consistent with what we've learned many times in Ungulus, and Rashi doesn't do this, and no one else does this. Ungulus, this is a very important, this is a very good example of Ungulus, of his Mahalach. Ungulus will always, never says, translates Hashem. Ungulus always says, Kodom Hashem. Ungulus always presents Hashem with enormous reverence. Always presents, don't make a mistake and think Hashem is your buddy. Hashem is far, far removed from us. Hashem is Kulu Ruchni. A human being has no connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And every time he translates the word Hashem, it's always, he adds the word Kodom, before Hashem. You don't speak to Hashem. You speak before Hashem. Hashem is not your friend. Hashem is your buddy. Actually, I read something in the newspaper, a certain person, he became a principal of a yeshiva, and he took over a principal and an administration, that their approach to chinuch habanim was, "We're buddy with you. We're buddy, everyone, the teachers, and in society or some communities where children call their parents by their first name. Okay, they treat them, that's how they raise them. They raise them that you call your parents by your first name. So in this school, that's basically, that was how they were. So there was a new boss in town the old principal retired, and now they hired a new principal. He didn't go for this. So he comes the first day, and one of the kids goes over to him, and he puts his hand around the principal. Can you imagine? A ninth grader puts his hands, like a buddy-buddy, around the new principal. Hi there. Oh, how are you doing? So the principal said to the kid, please take your hand off my shoulder. I may be a friendly principal, but I'm not your friend. So the Targum does it all the time. Don't go address Hashem. Oh, Hashem. Vaidaber Hashem. You don't do that. There's reverence. We're not used to that. Rashi doesn't do that. Rashi makes Hashem much closer to us. Rashi would be very happy with the English translation, but the Lord afflicted. The Lord himself, that any afflicted. What does the Targum do? The Targum, Vayinaga Hashem Esparo. No, you don't do that. I'm on the wrong passage. Vayinaga Hashem, the Targum translates it. The I see Hashem al Paro. Hashem brought. Hashem didn't do it himself. Hashem didn't go take his hand and afflict Paro. Hashem is removed. Hashem is a reverence of Hashem. When you translate the word Vayinaga Hashem, you don't translate it Hashem, the Lord afflicted. What, Hashem is your buddy? He's standing right here in front of you? Reverence. There's a separation. Yiras HaRaimimos. Hashem brought upon Paro affliction. That's a much more delicate and sensitive translation. And that's why he emphasized in bold that I see al. What did he bring? He brought Ravravin. What a Ravravin? Now, in my mouth, said Machtoshin means Nigoim. Rav means great ones. Al-Anash may say Al-Nahir is the next word. Now, here he's not putting this in bold, but it would appear clearly it disagrees with Rashi. Al-Divar, Rashi says, Al-Pi Dibura. She gave the command. Rashi doesn't say concerning. Oimeres Lamalachach, Bahu Makin.
She uses it as a verb.
Command. According to the Targum, it means concerning. Al-Esak. The dealings. Because of what Paro did to Sarai. He just grabbed her and he took her into his house. That's not the way you deal with a woman. You have to at least go out a couple of dates. You don't just go grab her. Al-Esak. Because of the way he conducted himself. Doesn't say the word devar means that she gave a command. See, look at the English translation. The English translation over here is a plagues on account of. Whose translation is this? This is the Targum's translation. On account of. According to Rashi, you would have to translate the words Umani plagues by the command. Through the command of Sarai, the wife of Abram.
There are different series also.
Right, I'm trying to explain.
According to Rashi, it's the command of Sarai.
Right.
Who was the wife of Abram?
According
to Targum, is no, because about the issue that she was the wife.
The issue,
of Abram.
Right. So here, I want to see. Look at this translation. Now, I just want to show you. This is something which is a plague in every translation, especially in Article. Article, they always like to break. They translate according to Rashi. It's so not true. Over here in this translation, I have no idea who made this translation. That doesn't bother me one bit. But look what they're doing. They're mixing and matching. When it comes to Vayinaga Hashem Esparo, they're translating the pasuk not according to the Targum. Because according to the Targum, you're not allowed to do that. You can't go say, but the Lord afflicted Paro. You're not allowed to say that. That the Lord brought affliction upon Paro. You have to translate the pasuk with reverence. So they're starting out translating this not according to the Targum, and then they switch on account of Sarai, which is according to the Targum, and not according to Rashi. The English translation over here, which is fine with me, no problem, is mixing and matching. It's taking a little bit of a translation from the Targum. When it comes to on account of Sarai, that's al-Esek. But in the beginning of the pasuk, but the Lord afflicted Paro, that's not the way the Targum would translate. The Targum wouldn't accept that translation. It means the Lord brought about affliction upon Paro. So just this is something which is very, very common in Targum. Now, before we go further,
what is the word but over there?
Okay, that's a general problem. That's another general problem in translation. So in English, you're not allowed to use, you generally look at the MLA handbook, proper English usage. You're not allowed to begin a sentence with the word but. Okay, there are exceptions. I'm not a mumche in the English language in any shape or form. A little bit that I remember from grammar school and from whatever we learned in college, you don't begin a sentence with the word but. That is unacceptable. There are exceptions, but in the English translations of Tanakh, they do it every pasuk almost, because you know that's the way that you don't have a choice. Because that's how the psukim begin. There's a vav. Vayinaga, but the Lord, right? Why is there a word but? Yes, I didn't realize you're saying the word but doesn't really appear to be correct here. But vayinaga.
And.
I guess you know what? Because and you're never allowed to start. There's no exception to that. I guess that's why they don't want to put the word and, because in English it is categorically forbidden to ever begin a sentence with the word and. But b'di'evin, you can begin a sentence with the word but you can never begin a sentence in English with the word and. So I guess they didn't want to put the word and, so they put the word but, even though it doesn't even make any sense. Exactly, that doesn't make sense. That's not what the pasuk means. Let's go with pasuk real quick. Vayikra, follow la'avrom, vayoymer, mazoy sosis. What did you do to me? Lama lo yigatali. Why did you tell Niki Ishchan that this is your wife? Now, what does Rashi say on this pasuk? Pasuk Yud Ches. There is no Rashi. How do you like that? There's no Rashi on this pasuk. Ukro faru li Avram v'amar mo da. What is this? And the word da is zos. Okay, he's translating the word zos as da. Mo da avadetli. What did you do to me? Osisali avadli lema lo. Why chaveso? The word chaveso means to speak. Now, this is a very big chiddush for the Targum to say this. Because the word Haggadah is not really accurate, at least in our understanding, for the word Chavesa. Chavesa means to speak. Chava is called Chava. Koyach HaDibor. It means to speak. Chavesa li Haggadah is it's a very unusual word for the pasuk. Haggadah means a long story. What, Tsar is going to sit down with Paro and tell him a long Haggadah? Like is that a Pesach? The word Haggadah always means a dialogue, give and take. It's not such a simple word, the word Haggadah. Ki ishtachorhi, this is your wife. Are it is sochi, this is your wife. Okay, there is no comment over here. And over here, what is it over here? Let me see something over here. Over here, Udvaris. Alright, we're out of time. That's it, okay. Emir Tzachem to be continued tomorrow night. Thank you,
everybody.
Everyone, for coming. Thank you for coming on the
side. How you doing?
Rabbi Lazer, good night, Yeshua. Thank you for coming.
Good night. Good night, Glatzer. Good night, Ershi. Norman, huh?